This is an excerpt from Dave and Danny, a novella by Emmett Robinson, copyright 2023. All through his morning workout at the gym, Dave had been preoccupied with dismal visions of unemployment dancing in his lively imagination. He'd found himself unable to concentrate on his usual vigorous routine. If his recent estimate proved accurate, he'd eventually have to let his gym membership lapse, because without a job, he soon wouldn't be able to afford the modest monthly dues. Arriving at the office at 8:30 on a dull, overcast morning, Dave parked carefully in his assigned space. Lifting his time-worn briefcase from the back seat, he closed and locked the car doors and turned toward the building entrance. His dark suspicions were immediately confirmed by the sight of one of the younger associates trudging slowly toward her car, with a downhearted expression on her face and the personal items from her desk in a battered cardboard carton cradled protectively in her arms. Faced with a reduced client base and declining revenues, the accounting firm of Darwin and Bridger was downsizing through selected layoffs and by subcontracting some client work to India. As the heavy door slowly hissed closed to latch firmly behind him, Dave mounted the single flight of worn stairs and made his way to his small office at the end of a poorly lit hallway. Booting up the sluggish computer terminal on his desk, he remembered the young woman he'd passed in the parking lot and thought, "It's just a matter of time till they get around to me." Throughout the long day, the prospect of losing his job in the foreseeable future tended to override and distract him from what client projects he was supposed to be working on. Instead, he found himself remembering the last time in his life when he'd felt joy and truly at peace with the world and with himself. Dave's dad had always been an avid fisherman and had introduced his son to the outdoor life at the ripe old age of 10. From the first day, the youngster had taken to it with boyish enthusiasm, like a hungry man to a free meal. From the beginning, he'd had a natural feel for the arcane art of using rod and reel, and, over the years, had captured quite a number of impressive denizens of the area trout streams. Their last time fishing together had been several years ago, just before the old man's last and fatal coronary. Disheartened, Dave had never returned to the outdoors again. The fishing experience with his father had been such a joyful collaboration that he couldn't bear the thought of continuing on his own and sold all of his expensive equipment to a neighbor. In the midst of his nostalgic reverie, the chirping of the desk phone yanked him rudely back into the present with a call from a concerned client. After calmly reassuring the man's paranoid concerns, Dave disconnected and returned to a fond review of his youthful yesterdays. He thought of the extra courses he'd taken in college just because the subjects had appealed to him.